33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 14, Mary, the Power of Yes. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. One of the fruits of consecration is an expanded awareness of how powerful our yes is. Free will is an extraordinary gift. It is the essence of love. The ability to say yes carries with it a power and a responsibility that few people in history have reflected upon enough to take seriously. For the most part, we take it for granted and misuse this extraordinary ability. But every time you say yes, it changes you forever. Consecration is about saying yes to God. This consecration to the Eucharist will be a great yes, one of the greatest yeses of your life. One word, three letters, yes. It all comes down to that in the end. Are you willing to say yes to God? There are some beautiful lines in the scriptures that sum everything up. On the wall in my children's room is a picture of Noah's Ark, and inscribed in the wooden frame are the words, "Noah did all that God asked him to do." Genesis chapter 7, verse 5. That's it. Just do what God asks you to do. At the wedding feast in Cana, Mary said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." John chapter 2, verse 5. Say yes to God in everything. One moment at a time, we are called to embrace his will. It is monumentally simple, but we find endless ways to complicate and avoid it. Why don't we passionately seek God's will? Too often, I find myself saying yes to God begrudgingly. It isn't a generous yes. I know that, and I know God knows it. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary to announce that God wanted her to bear his son, she gave a complete yes in response. In that moment of beautiful surrender, Mary became the first tabernacle to hold the body and blood of Jesus, the Savior of the world. Each time we receive the Eucharist, we become living tabernacles, holding Jesus too. Mary's yes echoes throughout history. This was the great yes. Her humble words of surrender, "Be it done unto me according to your word," Luke chapter 1, verse 38, is a spirituality unto itself. Seeking and doing the will of God has been the path of saints for over 2,000 years. While there is an endless amount of inspiration to be gleaned from Mary's surrender, it is what happened next that opens our eyes to what it really means to carry Jesus into the world. Mary had just been told that she was to become the mother of God, to carry the Messiah in her womb, and yet her first thought was for others. How often is your first thought for others? We read in the scriptures that Mary arose and went with all haste to her cousin Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1, verse 39, who Mary had just discovered was pregnant in her old age with John the Baptist. When was the last time you responded to your spouse, parents, or customers with all haste? When your husband or wife asks you to do something, or when your manager at work asks you to do a little extra, do you respond with an enthusiasm to serve? We live in an age of meaninglessness because we have lost sight of the fact that our very purpose is to serve God and others. And the more we think about ourselves, the unhappier we become. Mary rushed off to serve Elizabeth. It was her first reaction, her instinctive response. Too often, my first reaction is one of selfishness. I don't feel like it. I'll do it later. Can't someone else take care of it? But Mary had an instinct to serve, an ingrained humility. God wants to fill us with a holy sense of urgency. Every day, people are losing hope. God seems far from them. They feel forgotten, invisible, unloved. So much is at stake. Mary wants to teach us to love God and neighbor with his holy sense of urgency. And still, there is another lesson here for us. The scriptures tell us that when Mary greeted Elizabeth, the child, John the Baptist, leapt for joy in her womb. Even in the womb, John the Baptist recognized he was in the presence of God. There is a connection between this passage and an Old Testament passage in which David dances for joy before the Ark of the Covenant. For the Jewish people, the Ark of the Covenant was God's dwelling place among them. Just as David danced for joy in the presence of God, we now see John the Baptist dancing for joy in the presence of God. At that moment, Mary was a human tabernacle, the new Ark of the Covenant. The infant John the Baptist already had the extraordinary spiritual awareness to recognize that astounding truth and danced for joy. Do you bring joy to people's lives? Do people experience joy when they hear you are coming to visit? When you mindfully carry Jesus with you everywhere you go, you will become an ambassador of joy. The Ark of the Covenant was God's dwelling place on earth. Mary's body was now God's dwelling place on earth. And when you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, you become God's dwelling place on earth. The problem is we have lost our senses. This is a common saying, but what does it mean? It means unable to find one's way or ascertain one's whereabouts, confused, bewildered, or helpless. We have truly lost our spiritual senses. We are no longer able to recognize the presence of God. Our spiritual senses have been dulled and drowned out by the chaos of our lives. Let's beg God to awaken and sharpen our spiritual senses so we can recognize him in every moment and dance for joy. With every little yes we give God, our spiritual senses will be awakened, restored, sharpened, strengthened. Say yes to God today in as many little ways possible. This way you will be ready when a big yes is required of you. How will you do it? By realizing where the strength comes from. Can you do it by yourself? No, but you can do it. Remind yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Lesson, say yes to God in all things. Actively seek out opportunities to say yes to God throughout the day. Virtue of the day, humility. The virtue of humility is the starting point of the spiritual life. Small deeds done with humility are infinitely more pleasing to God than great deeds done out of pride. Self-knowledge will lead humility to take root in your life and soul. The inner dignity born of humility is astoundingly attractive. Spiritual communion. Let us pray. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, sweet Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.